The Gospel of the Lord according to Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he approached the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Ten people with a skin disease called to Jesus for mercy. It could have been leprosy or some other condition, but regardless, it was a condition with no cure or treatment and resulted in complete ostracization from society. The book of Leviticus devotes an entire chapter, 59 verses, to laws surrounding leprosy, and another 32 verses in the following chapter to cleansing those who have recovered from the disease. Leviticus called those who had contracted leprosy, at the time a term for multiple skin conditions, to wear torn clothing, to leave their hair loose, and to cover their upper lip. They were required to live alone, far from those considered clean, those without the disease. As well, they were to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," as they went about. During the Middle Ages, the afflicted were even required to carry a bell to warn others of their approach. Can you even imagine the pain and humiliation of living that way? Not only the physical pain of the sores and wounds of the disease, but the emotional pain as well. Alone, isolated from your community, your family, your faith, because those considered unclean certainly could not enter holy places. It is no wonder, then, that the 10 should find Jesus and beg for his mercy. After all, this is far from the first time Jesus has committed such acts of healing. He even has raised Lazarus, brother of Mary and Martha, from the dead. Surely he could help them. They cry out to him from a distance, not daring to come close, held back by law and fear. "Master, have mercy on us," they ask. I do wonder what the people were thinking when Jesus' immediate response was for them to show themselves to the priests. Did they worry they had been denied, and Jesus wished for them to show that they were still unclean and therefore unwelcome? Or did they have faith that obeying Jesus was enough and that everything would be all right? Imagine the delight when, as they went to find the priest, that their skin healed as they walked. For the first time in perhaps years, they would be able to go home and be met with open arms, able to hold their loved ones once again. They would be able to return to worship in the synagogue and exalting God there. It would have been inconceivable to the 9 that kept going to turn around. Jesus had told them to go to the priests, and already their skin had cleared. Perhaps they feared disobeying would revert their skin, and they would be just as badly off as before. Yet even Jesus questioned why only 1 of the 10 returned to praise God. He was a Samaritan and would have found himself unwelcome at a synagogue, as Samaritans are not Jewish. Knowing this, why wouldn't he have turned back to Jesus? Why wouldn't he have thanked Jesus, throwing himself at his feet, when going to a Jewish priest wouldn't have done him any good. Not returning to Jesus would have been just as inconceivable to the Samaritan as not going to the priest would have been to the other nine. And the thing is, neither the Samaritan or the other nine did the wrong thing. The nine who went to the priest were doing as Jesus asked them and are therefore obeying God. We too, as a community of believers, are tasked with obeying God, to honor our father and mother, to love our neighbor, to worship no other God but our God alone. Followers of God, then and now, are asked to listen to the commands of God passed down to us through Scripture and follow them to the best of our ability. We falter as is human, but we have the promises of Christ Jesus that we are loved and forgiven. The afflicted nine were like the Jewish, and while Jews, ancient and modern, did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, their belief in God was strong and true. For them, deliverance came from deliverance. Our Samaritan in our story also was a believer in God, the same God that Jews and Christians believe in. Even today, there are roughly 900 modern-day Samaritans divided between Israel and the West Bank of Palestine. Even today, they are still with us, raising their voices alongside ours to praise God. The Samaritan fell on his face and thanked him. He praised God loudly for all to hear. In this, we should be like the Samaritan, praising God for our good fortunes and blessings. God delights in our praise. Just as we turn to him in suffering, we should turn to him in times of great joy and prosperity. Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Jesus healed 10. Only the Samaritan, foreign and non-Jewish, returned to exalt God. This surprised Jesus so much that he remarked upon it. Yet the other nine remained healed, even though they did not return. The faith of the Samaritan made him well, but the faith of the nine also made them well. Every single one of them chose to turn to Jesus and ask him for mercy. What is that if not an act of faith? Faith looks different for everyone. There's no one size fits all. For some, faith is coming to church every Sunday. For some, it's quiet contemplation and a long time with God in a park or in the car on the way to work, because they work every Sunday and a traditional worship service doesn't work for them. Faith is so much bigger than the walls of our sanctuary. God is more than happy to meet you where you are in life and in your faith. Our faith, too, makes us well through the promises of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. God is with us always in our suffering and our joy, and he will continue to be forever and ever. Amen.